Welcome back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you to become part of the generation that will turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we are continuing our fellowship on the line of flee and pursue. With today's fellowship, we'd like to begin a new series of podcasts on the topic of the Lord's second coming. The matter of the Lord's second coming is a great topic in the Bible. Actually, one out of every 20 verses in the New Testament talks about the Lord's second coming. The second coming of the Lord should be something that affects our daily life today. We can have a living that is in the light of the Lord's coming. And in these podcasts, what we'd like to do is have some fellowship with you all to encourage you and to enlighten you how to both prepare for the Lord's coming and even to hasten the Lord's coming. You know, this is a marvelous revelation in the book of 2 Peter. In chapter 3, verse 12, it says that we can not only expect, but also hasten the coming day of God. That's a marvelous thought, that by our participation and cooperation with the Lord in this age, we might actually hasten his return. You know, in 2 Peter chapter 4, Paul charged Timothy. This is actually the last chapter of Paul's fellowship to Timothy in the two books to Timothy. In 2 Timothy 4:1, he says, "I solemnly charge you before God and Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and kingdom." The footnote to this verse, 2 Timothy 4:1, says the following. This word proves that in his life and work, Paul took the Lord's appearing and his kingdom as the incentive and goal. The Lord's appearing will be for judgment, to reward each one of us, and his kingdom will be for his reigning with his overcomers. The apostle not only took these two matters as the incentive and goal for himself, but also by these two matters charged Timothy, who was under his leading, to faithfully fulfill his ministry of the word. What this shows us is that these two matters of the Lord's appearing and kingdom were something that directed Paul's daily life. They governed his life and his service, his ministry. They served as an incentive, as a goal for him to live his daily life and to serve the Lord. And in the same way, he charged Timothy by these two things, by the Lord's appearing and by his coming kingdom, by the manifestation of his kingdom. So he wanted Timothy to also live in the light of the Lord's coming. Brothers and sisters, we would like to charge all of you, to live in the light of the Lord's appearing and kingdom. We hope that the Lord's appearing, that his second coming, would not just be an objective fact, but would be something that motivates us in our daily life. When the Lord comes back, because he is so rich, he will come back in many different statuses. For example, he will come back as a bridegroom longing for his bride. He will come back as the master to settle accounts with his slaves to see how they served him. He will come back as the judge to judge us, to deal with our sins. He will come back as even a thief to take the precious things. He will also come back as a farmer to reap the harvest and as a savior. The Lord even told us that he is coming back as a thief to steal the precious things. And also, he is coming back as a farmer to reap the harvest. In the book of James, in verses 7 and 8, it says, "Therefore, be long-suffering, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer eagerly awaits the precious fruit of the earth, exercising long-suffering over it until it receives the early and late rain. You also be long-suffering. Establish your hearts, because the coming of the Lord has drawn near." Oh, brothers and sisters, establish your hearts, because the coming of the Lord has drawn near. In the Recovery Version of the New Testament, there's a note on verse 8 that reads, "While we are awaiting with long suffering the Lord's coming, he, as the real farmer, is awaiting with patience our maturity in life as the first fruits and harvest of his field." Our maturing in life can shorten the period of his long suffering and his patience. He is the farmer. The Lord's the farmer. You know, when he came in his earthly ministry, he revealed to us that he came as a sower to sow the seed into the earth. And that was actually to sow the word of God into the human heart. And he has been waiting these 2,000 years, waiting for the growth in his people, waiting for his growth in us. And when each of us received the Lord at the time of our salvation, the Lord came as the seed of life into our spirit, into our heart. And he has been wanting to grow day by day. And he's waiting with long suffering, waiting with patience. For what? Waiting for our maturity, waiting for our growth, so that he could come back and reap us. Brothers and sisters, our daily life today has something to do with the Lord's coming. The Lord is coming as a farmer, but he won't come until at least the first fruits of the crop are ready, until some have grown to maturity. Then he will come to reap. Eventually, all of his children, the entire farm, will grow to maturity, but he's waiting. And we can shorten the time of waiting. How? By growing every day, making every day count. That's why we fellowship with you recently concerning having a proper schedule. And in our daily life, we should begin the day with the Lord and giving him the first place, and then feeding our spirit with his word and daily contacting the word as are the nourishing milk and as our food, and also drinking the Lord as the Spirit, so that we can grow to maturity. So, brothers and sisters, actually, every day of our lives, every hour of every day, can contribute to hastening the Lord's coming by our growing. We need to grow every day. Our fellowship today is merely meant to be an introduction to this fellowship in this series. There are many things that we want to relate to you concerning what the Word says about the Lord's coming, the signs of his coming, the promise of his coming, and even develop more the matter of the statuses of his coming. What we mentioned today, especially concerning the Lord coming as a farmer, is just one of the many, many aspects that are very practical and related to our daily life. And especially, we want to have fellowship with you all how we may prepare for the Lord's coming. It's so good that in revealing the fact that the Lord is coming, he didn't just tell us he was going to come, but he tells us how to prepare for his coming. So in the coming weeks, we want to develop all of this fellowship. But for now, brothers and sisters, we just hope that we would open to the Lord and consider that we could have a life that is related to the coming of the Lord, that the Lord's coming could become an incentive for our life, even a goal in our life. So I think we'll stop here today, and we want to encourage you, if you have the feeling to give us any feedback, either on this podcast or on any of the podcasts, or even to share some enjoyment that you've had, especially attending some of the summer schools of truth or the college trainings or the international young people's conferences in either Poland or Brazil, feel free to write us at contactus@ageturners.com. Oh, Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.